Firstly, the International Mental Disability Advocacy Centre, or the MDAC, hopes to challenge in court the use of caged beds in Czech psychiatric wards and institutions. Caged beds are in use in the Czech Republic to restrain patients with mental disabilities. This measure has been abolished in health institutions, but continues to be common practice in social homes that are battling low staff numbers and a severe lack of funding. Dita Asiedu reports.
The Czech Republic is the only country in the European Union where social care institutions use caged beds to restrain clients with mental disabilities. 2 years ago, representatives of the Mental Disability Advocacy Centre visited Czech psychiatric wards and institutions to assess the use of netted and caged beds. Since then, the MDAC says little has changed despite calls onto Czech ministries to do away with the caged beds. Jan Fiala, the MDAC's legal officer responsible for the Czech Republic, says the centre already has a number of Czech cases on record where more humane methods of dealing with psychiatric patients should be applied.
We plan to take the case to the European Court of Human Rights if we lose before the domestic courts.
An estimated 700 netted and caged beds are currently being used in Czech institutions. Lucia Rybová, the vice president of the Association for Mental Health in the Czech Republic, believes several dozen of them are caged beds used in social care institutions. This, she says, is not against the law, but many institutions may have broken regulations by violating the conditions under which such beds are permitted.
Caged beds in social care homes remains, but the conditions to use them are very different and much more restrictive. If the reason to use caged bed or net bed is lack of staff or lack of trained staff or finance, and this will be found during the lawsuit, then I think the institution and also the Ministry of Healthcare, of Social Care, if it is the one who is supervising these institutions, then will be in big trouble.
An example was given of one patient who is in a social care institution, yes, in North Bohemia, who has been in a caged bed for 9 years.
Even not knowing the information, I think it's lawful, because I don't believe that during those 10 years there were no moments or days or months when the patient could be outside of cage bed. There's one problem which I feel we need to change. Many, especially for the healthcare sector, many advisors to the ministry and the people who doctors who have renommé, they still believe that this method, so using net bed or cage beds, is less intrusive for the patient than, for example, over medicate them. So their opinion is we don't think that that the beds are evil, and those people are those who are listened to, and that's why I think there were no stuck so strong movement to abolish, to say no net beds can be used in social and care and healthcare sector.
But the argument that the patients are out of control and could only be handled with the help of caged beds or strong medication does not hold with the MDAC's Jan Fiala.
Well, I think that's not the question. The question is not whether to over-medicate somebody or to place somebody to a cage bed. Simply, there is no reason to place to a cage bed or to over-medicate somebody around the clock and during his or her entire life. We can talk about exceptional cases when somebody is really dangerous to others. And yes, in that case, we have to see whether it's better to over-medicate a person or to restrain him in that particular situation. But if you are talking about persons who are placed in cage beds for the whole year or for their entire life, there is simply just absolutely no justification for that. And it's really not the question of what type of restraints to use.
The MDAC is an international NGO based in Budapest, which has been striving to protect the human rights of people with mental health problems in 28 countries across Central and Eastern Europe and Central Asia. MDAC stresses that the use of caged or netted beds in Czech institutions is not the biggest objection it has to Czech psychiatric and social care. If this is true, then the Czech Republic can brace itself for a barrage of lawsuits challenging its entire concept of institutionalized care in the future.
Dita Asiedu with that report.